from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. We're bridging the gap between what happens on the field and what happens in the front office. Coming up on today's show, the theme of the day is going to be former Giants in the news. Several 2019 Giants have been hot commodities in free agency so far, and we had a couple of signings in the last 24 hours. And then troubling news involving a former Giants pitcher as well that we need to talk about. So the first thing is that Steven Vogt has agreed to a deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Giants picked up Vogt late in the offseason last year to a minor league deal and had a tremendous season for them in a part-time role. Really a nice compliment to Buster Posey, and certainly felt like more of a threat offensively than Posey. And we said at the time of the signing, I mean, it was a good sign, a buy low on Steven Vogt, who was coming off a serious shoulder injury. And in fact, it proved to be a good buy low signing because he had his season and then was way more in demand this offseason. So he ended up signing with Arizona on a deal that guarantees him $3 million, but has a vesting option and escalators, meaning he can earn as much as $7 million over the next 2 years. So Vogt told Hank Shulman of the San Francisco Chronicle that the second year with Arizona will vest if he plays a normal number of games in a healthy season. And so he cited that Arizona was giving him more stability than what the Giants were offering. And Vogt did indicate that the Giants were interested in bringing him back and were involved in the negotiations until the very end. So that's where, to me, it's pretty clear that the Giants would not want to go a second year on Steven Vogt, especially a vesting option that would vest if he just plays a normal amount of games. And the reason for that is that, you know, if you listen to yesterday's episode, people are high on Joey Bart, and the Giants undoubtedly think that Joey Bart is coming soon. I expect him, it would be a big surprise if he didn't debut in 2020 with the San Francisco Giants. And so going 2 years on Steven Vogt doesn't make any sense because you also have Buster Posey on your team. So if you lock yourself into 2 years of Steven Vogt, then looking ahead to 2021, you've got three catchers. And I don't think the Giants wanted to lock themselves into that. So it makes all the sense in the world that Vogt would take a deal that gives him a shot at 2 years. Now, when the season ended, Vogt had some statements about how he would want to wait and see who the Giants hired as their manager before making a decision. So naturally, some people are going to want to jump to the conclusion that Vogt's decision to sign elsewhere indicates that he's not happy with Gabe Kapler, that he wouldn't want to play for Gabe Kapler. However, we have evidence to the contrary. In this article by Hank Shulman, Vogt says that the Giants' hiring of Kapler was not a factor in his choice. In fact, Vogt called himself, quote, a big Kapler fan. I'm rooting for him to succeed in San Francisco. I'm sure he will succeed if given the opportunity, end quote. Shulman points out that Vogt and Kapler were teammates with the Rays, just like Longoria and Kapler. It's pretty wild that the manager of the Giants played with some of these older players. So anyway, the Giants will now have to find a new backup catcher. Just like last year, I don't envision them trusting Aramis Garcia with that role, especially because he's right-handed. I just don't think that works as well. We said that all along when Nick Hundley was the catcher, the backup catcher for the Giants, that, you know, he ended up playing a lot against righties, and he was way below average against righties, but pretty good against lefties. And so Giants kind of need the opposite of that. They need someone who can handle righties when Posey needs a rest. Otherwise, they might just go for 100% defense and perhaps sign someone like Martin Maldonado and just, you know, take advantage of his glove when he's in there and bat him eighth and don't expect anything offensively. But yeah, looking at the catching market now, it's really thin this year outside of, you know, Yasmani Grandal, who signed with the White Sox. So there's just a whole lot of guys who are kind of similar. Not that many lefties. You've got Alex Avila, who I think may make the most sense, honestly, at this point on a one-year deal. Strikes out a ton, but walks a ton and hits for some power when he's not swinging and missing. So yeah, it's just kind of maybe a one-year situation until, you know, Bart can come in and start to challenge Posey for playing time. So it's sad to see Vogt go, but one of the themes I wanted to talk about on today's show is that the fact that these Giants players who Farhan Zaidi signed are now hot commodities in free agency speaks to his ability to target and acquire underrated assets. And so I've seen a lot of reaction to the, you know, the signing of Will Smith by the Braves and Stephen Vogt going to the Diamondbacks and then Drew Pomeranz, which we're going to talk about next, being that, you know, Farhan and the Giants are asleep at the wheel and they're not bringing back the guys that they should bring back. But they target this type of player, these role players, these complementary players, when they're undervalued. And then when they're, you know, expected to command full price, and when they command full price, they don't necessarily get involved in those bidding wars. So it speaks to their ability to target and find players. You know, they're going to find the next Stephen Vogt, the guy who's coming off an injury and is highly undervalued, bring him in, he's going to overperform, and then they're going to be able to trade that player, or that player's going to sign a bigger deal in free agency once they leave the Giants. You know, just like with Drew Pomeranz. Pomeranz's deal with the Giants last offseason was for 1 year, $1.5 million plus incentives. And reports coming out today, he's signing with the Padres, and it's a 3-year deal, and I wouldn't be surprised at all. And in fact, I expect it to be in the vicinity of $30 million guaranteed. So that's a huge underpay by the Giants last offseason. And, you know, there's so much more to talk about. The fact that they recognized that he had value in the bullpen and moved him there before the trading deadline and then flipped him to the Brewers and got Mauricio Dubon in return is just extremely impressive. So for all the criticism that I would say is unwarranted that Farhan Zaidi has taken, these are some really shrewd moves and bodes well for their future, because they'll just continue to do this. It's not like they just got totally lucky on these guys. There's a reason those were the guys they targeted. And even some other guys they targeted went on to have good seasons as well. Cameron Maben comes to mind. And then, you know, other guys had good seasons for them, who they like Mike Yastrzemski and Alex Dickerson. So just expect more and more of this. Guys being signed and acquired when their value is low, but the Giants having belief that their value will go up. So anyway, coming up in the second half of the show, we're going to continue to talk about this trend and Drew Pomeranz signing with the Padres. We also have some disturbing news to talk about related to another former Giants pitcher. So that's all coming up next, but first, Away creates thoughtful products designed to change how you see the world. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/lockedon and use promo code LOCKEDON during checkout. Listening on the go? If you can't visit Away right now, you can find this and all other offers from Locked On sponsors at lockedonpodcast.com/offers. Okay, as promised, I want to continue talking about this Drew Pomeranz signing with the Padres, reportedly for 3 years. And I expect the value to come in at around $30 million. So the fact that the Giants signed this guy for 1 year, $1.5 million, just indicates their ability to target talent that they know is there that is currently undervalued. So the point is, I don't anticipate, like, it makes all the sense in the world that the Giants aren't the team giving the 3-year, $30-plus million deal to Drew Pomeranz. Right now, the Giants are going to be the team giving the 1-year, $1.5 million contract to Drew Pomeranz, letting his value rise and then trading him at the deadline for a keeper like Mauricio Dubon. And, you know, just going back and looking at some of the stuff that was said and written about Drew Pomeranz early in the season, we had several articles saying the Giants need to pull the plug on Drew Pomeranz, just cut him loose. But sounds like, you know, we didn't quite know what we were talking about there, and the Giants recognized that you know, they seem to want to try him as a starting pitcher because they did that for most of the season. But then as the trade deadline drew near, they moved him to the pen where he was dominant. And then after just like four appearances, they were able to convince teams that he was going to be really good out of the bullpen. And they got pretty much top value in return by getting Mauricio Dubon. They get a guy who's a legit prospect and someone who figures to be a key part of their team for six plus seasons for like half a year of Drew Pomeranz plus Ray Black. And Ray Black is not like an insignificant piece in that deal, but you know, he wasn't a part of the Giants bullpen. And whenever he did play at the major league level, he did struggle. So I don't think a lot of Giants fans are losing sleep over losing Ray Black. So anyway, I'm just impressed. I come away from this impressed by Farhan Zaidi's ability to target these types of players, whereas I've seen a lot of reaction instead focuses on the fact that they are letting these guys sign with other teams. So I want to emphasize, though, I'm not saying that it's never a good idea to spend money, but I'm just not sure Stephen Vogt and Drew Pomeranz are the areas that the Giants are going to choose to spend their money right now. I think they have way bigger needs, and if they're going to spend, I wouldn't be surprised if it's on a right-handed hitting outfielder, possibly a starting pitcher. I don't think they're going to be afraid to spend money, but these are just two, you know, Vogt and Pomeranz are just two guys among a large free agent class. Will Smith was a different story, and it's pretty clear he wanted to go home and play for a winning team. And you know, you can't force these guys to want to play for you. Doesn't mean the Giants are a bad atmosphere. Doesn't mean they hate Gabe Kapler. I mean, if you're Will Smith, it's hard to turn down $40 million and get to play for a team that is figuring to win its division and it's home for you. Like, that doesn't reflect poorly on the Giants. That just speaks to Will Smith's right to free agency and right to choose where he wants to play. So anyway, now we have to turn to the bad news about a former Giants pitcher. So yesterday it was reported by multiple outlets that Major League Baseball is investigating Sam Dyson, the former Giants relief pitcher, under its domestic violence policy. So this is coming after his ex-girlfriend published a pair of Instagram posts alleging abuse by Dyson against her and their cat, who was famously beloved in San Francisco. As MLB Trade Rumor says, specific incidents aren't detailed, though the posts make reference to objects being thrown at the alleged victim. Dyson is not mentioned by name, but Ken Rosenthal has confirmed that he is indeed the person being referenced in the posts. Additionally, there are broader references to the alleged victim's physical and emotional well-being. She says, quote, "I've allowed my physical health, my emotional health, and my mental health to diminish to nothing. I've allowed more things to happen than I want to admit. No one deserves to be intimidated, scared, worthless, and hopeless." Basically, I recommend reading the post for yourselves. She, you know, their cat has an Instagram page, Snuckles, and apparently there was like a box that Snuckles like to play in and sit on top of, and there's a picture of the intact box, and then the box is like destroyed, and she's alleging that the box was destroyed by someone who, again, Ken Rosenthal verified that she's talking about Sam Dyson. So MLB takes these issues very seriously, as they should, and they are investigating these incidents, which is expected to include, of course, an interview with his ex-girlfriend. So very troubling news, very disturbing news, and we'll continue to provide updates about this investigation as more details come out. Dyson was traded by the Giants to the Twins at the deadline last year. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Not sure yet if we're going to have an episode tomorrow on Thanksgiving. So I guess just look out for it. It may be coming out. It may not. Sorry, I can't provide a more definitive answer. But if we don't have one tomorrow, we'll certainly still have one on Friday. And that would be our Q&A. So look out on Twitter for that. You can follow me at Ben Caspic. That's Caspic with two Ks. Really hope you enjoyed today's show. Cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow and or Friday. And until then, we'll see you next time.